For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're live back at the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, 84th and Havelock, where we're having a drawing for the signed Mike Rozier jersey. You want to sign up right there? While Kenny signs that autograph right there, Jay Foreman, Kenny Wilhite. We're going to talk a little Husker basketball, following the Northwestern. The thorn in their side, 78-63, an effort a little too late for this Husker team from the injuries. Two big injuries to Gary and Vandermeer. I wouldn't say the energy. They're two of the main where I think when Fred, right before the season, was talking about he wanted to get, put together a better team. Those are two guys that really embody that. Both of them that can create their own points and are active. Gary, extremely active on offense and defensive boards, can guard and switch, at least 1 through 4, get out on the break. And Bandamel is probably one of the best on-the-ball defenders that they had in the nation. That really clamped, Purdue game, where you think where they got hosed essentially at home against Purdue. They were a big part of it. So this is the first game that Nebraska had to, plays, especially without Bandamel being out. There's a small chance that Gary could come back, but, obviously he's not back anytime soon. So I think it was a little bit of a shock, right, where you're like, oh, man, we not only lost one guy but two, because you can go through that, kind of like feel sorry for yourself. But it was the perfect opportunity because Northwestern had COVID complications for a week.
8 days?
8 days, and they just played 2 days before, so they wasn't in truly game shape.
No.
And it seems to be that Northwestern, against everybody else in the Big Ten, they're not a good shooting team except for against Nebraska. What'd you see when you watched that game? What was one of the things that really stood out to you?
I just think they got too many open looks.
Right.
I mean, like you said, they lost their key defensive player.
But right.
It's next man up.
Right. So, from opportunity. I mean, you're Division I, Power 5. You're at a program like Nebraska. This is an opportunity for you to cement yourself in, because you got to think, Vandermeer only had 1 year. So if you're like Lawrence or somebody like that, you got to think, okay, I'm positioning myself not only to finish the season out strong, but to start next year. And I think we're too far into the season to have the excuse of they don't know or they don't have experience, because – the one thing that I will say about this team versus last year's team, you can see the emphasis on defense. So it just didn't stop with the five guys that were the starters. Everybody knows what the standard is this year. And what really helped Nebraska, beat Creighton, beat Iowa, beat Ohio State, was the defensive rotations and the energy that they were bringing. So at least what these new guys could have done. And when you're thinking about new starters, you're thinking even with – Tominaga, usually coming off the bench, but really Jamarcus Lawrence is the defensive energy. Now, look, you can't really say anything to them because they had 22 and 12. And the guys that were supposed to be your bell cows didn't show up. So it was the next man up stood up. Now what we need is the guys that were supposed to be standing up to stand up even higher. And, what we need is the Derek Walker and those guys to really step up with them Diggum smacks. You know what I'm saying?
This is his team.
Right.
He's got to get them going. He's got to be that guy to get the team going. You always say this is player driven.
Yeah.
So as the leader, he's got to get those guys going.
Right. Yeah. And the thing is, Derek Walker has been really consistent all year. He's kind of a power forward center where he's phenomenal going downhill. I think the offense, even last year, was more efficient running through him. His ability to pass, ability to get to the rim, his ability to be effective against taller players. I would have liked to seen those guys. When you think of, like, when I look at Sam Griesel, who's been really, really good, and D. Walker, you got to think Sam Griesel took 5 shots and D. Walker took 6.
That's not enough.
I'd like the both of them to have 10.
10 at least.
Each. 20 shots in between those two.
Yes.
Just because even, you know, the little shots that they took, Sam was 3 of 5 and Derek was 3 of 6. So what I'd like to have seen, just from my perspective, is, yes, it's great that Casey was, he came out on fire. He had 22. And you like to see Jamarcus Lawrence, you know, him playing well, where he was 4 for 8 for 3, 4 of 9 from the field, right? He had 12 points. But I would have like to give away a few of those points in attempts for them to give it to Sam and D. Walker, because when your bell cows are rolling, then that brings in C.J. Wilcher a little bit more, Wilhelm Breidenbach a little bit more. Then you can get Denham Dawson a little bit going a little bit more as far as getting out on the break. And I think because those two not only control the pace on offense, they control the pace on defense as well. And through their offense, because they're able to gut punch the defense.
Yes.
You know, they're able to get downhill, kick out for open threes, which then raises up their 3-point percentage. Then they're able to get downhill, score, get downhill, dish. So then you're able to slow the game down, because now you can get more offensive rebound chances. So when you think of Tominaga and you look at Jamarcus Lawrence, you know, they shot 17 threes between both of them. Well, guess what happens? Offensive rebounds are going to be down. More fast break opportunities
for the
defense
team.
For Northwestern. Defensive rotations are going to be a little bit off, because now you're playing chase mode versus now we're attacking mode, and we're kind of can suffocate you down on that side of the court and then go into retreat and in recover mode. I think if Nebraska could get back to that, after this, I think they got, you know, in, which you're going to probably want to get some get back in, you know, in the sense of you feel like you're out there at Maryland tomorrow at 3:30, a very winnable game, because Maryland's
up and down this year.
So hopefully we're getting down. And this might be a game. Okay. Go on the road. You know how it is. You know, being playing the pros, we lost a game at home.
Or just you should have won.
You get to go on the road where you can – in focus, and you go to Maryland team that's probably thinking they look horrible against Northwestern in College Park.
Catch them sleeping.
Oh, we can just go out to a couple parties on Friday night, you know, and then catch them sleeping.
We can catch them sleeping.
Yep. And so then if you can do that, then you come back, or then you go on the road again. And I don't know if they come back to Nebraska or just head over to Illinois. They play an Illinois team that's starting to really catch their second win, per se, starting to play like they want. But Nebraska always matches up well against Illinois. And even when Illinois was really, really ranked high. So these next two games, if they can go 1-1, I think they'll be right back on track, you know, because and they're both winnable games, but I think this Maryland game is really, really huge for them. One thing I want to ask you about, in a portable from football to basketball, basketball to football, is starting slow.
Can't start.
You see it sometimes in football where I always say you're kind of like tiptoeing in the cold water versus, like, you know how it is. It's a hot day. We got to jump in there, in the deep end. Why do you think that is with either the basketball team where they sometimes, especially on the road, you got to start fast? You've seen it with Northwestern.
Yes.
And you've seen it with teams that came in here. You start fast. You kind of take the air out of the building. What is it that you see that they can maybe try and do from your experience to start a little bit faster?
I can't put my finger on it.
Right.
It's just something you can't put your finger on. You always say we have to start fast. Whether it's at home or on the road.
Right.
It's, you know, even with football.
Right. Yeah.
You know, it happened a lot, and you can't put your finger on it. So you try to do something different.
Right. Practice.
Even like leading up to the game.
Right.
You may take out a period or two pregame.
Right.
Less time on
the field.
Stay in the locker room a little longer. But it's something that if you knew the answer to.
Yeah, it wouldn't be happening.
It wouldn't be happening.
Yeah, because, you know, the thing is that's funny is that you could change one thing, it works 1 week, and try to do it the next week, and you're back at ground zero. So then it's like all that was for nothing. I think it's more or less a – it's on the individuals.
It's, you know, it's on the individual.
I just always and trust me, look, we could be on the radio and try to act like we ain't never been sluggish out the gate. We know we have.
We know we have. Nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. But I do feel like this. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for myself, and I can guesstimate for you, is that we had the mindset enough that we had enough self-reflection. All right, Jay, we need to get it going. Kenny, come on now.
Let's get it going.
We got to do so. We have a talk with ourselves or even in the middle of a series. Come on now. You got lucky. You know, like say like you're a DB and say they overthrew
the ball.
Right? What people don't understand is I always talk about the sphincter muscle. Right? I'm dead serious, Kenny. You think I'm crazy?
No, you
because it's happened to me so many times. I remember playing against Peyton Manning, and they had Marcus Pollard, and I think the other tight end was Dilger, and they were killing fat cats up the middle. And, you know, you come out and in the first series, and we're playing at Indy. You know, they run a little bit, make a couple tackles. I always say, man, you really ain't got the ice off your legs yet.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, he go up the seam on your boy, right? I get a bad read. I'm trying
eyes
to run
it. Bad.
Eyes bad. Feet bad.
Feet bad. The whole line.
You say, oh, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I get on the horse and my head cocked back ready. I see the ball go over. Sailed over his head. Started slow. Got lucky. Sphincter muscle was this tight. Because that could have been you on his highlight tape or me giving up a touchdown. But then after that, it just seems like instantly – your body goes into, you know, you're warmed up, you're ready to go, and that's what you need. So I think if Nebraska had some more self-reflection, right, self-motivating and stuff like that to where we got to get going. And sometimes you have to, like, over-talk yourself into doing it, like kind of falsifying energy.
Falsifying.
Right.
You like, see that a lot.
Right. You have to do it to get yourself going.
You see it a lot.
Though. Right.
False energy.
Right.
You know, when you have to – but me, I would put my headphones on.
Right.
Block out everybody.
Yeah.
And get focused.
Right.
And if, like you said, there's times where they miss a throw and you were beat.
Right.
And you'd be like, this can't happen.
It ain't happening no more.
This
right.
can't happen.
Yeah, wake
it's
up.
It's time to wake up.
Right.
Whether it's an early game or a late game, you know, your mind has to be focused on the task at hand.
This is what I wanted to ask you, man. Since when – did time that we played, that Nebraska's playing became a big deal? I don't ever remember even thinking about what time. All I want to know what time is, what time I got to get up, what time I got to go to meetings, and what time the game start. It's on.
I didn't care what time it started. It could be 11 o'clock game,
right.
A noon game, a 1 o'clock game, or a night game. Man, I didn't care.
What is it about players these days that it seems like is conditional based on when the game's played?
They had an early game. No, it's not tough. It's
morning. Right.
When you're about to bed at night, in the morning, be ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, the wake-up call be if the game's at 11. Let's sleep in.
No.
So I wonder what change. I mean, this is a better question. I remember, and I love Kenny Bell. I remember they were interviewing Kenny about the game time, and he was like, oh, we hate, our team hate, you know, 11 o'clock games and so forth and so on. I was like, you lucky enough to play 12 games. And you worry about what time they are? Because here's what, would you rather be playing a game or would you be rather running than going through the circuit?
Playing a game.
Exactly.
Playing a game.
So I don't care if it's at 7 in the morning. I'm up at 4.
I'm up at 4.
Right. So I wanted to did that ever in staff meetings about what time the game was? Down there?
A few times.
And I do understand, like, you know, like, okay, here's an example. San Francisco going all the way out there. What time they play? Now that's legit. But when you play, or when you within your like Big Ten conference, don't matter what time because you're not going too far.
No, you're going to Rutgers,
right? Yeah,
going to Penn State,
right?
And if it's an 11 o'clock game, then you know you try to get it in their heads on Thursday,
right?
Hey, we have to travel there,
right? It's an early game.
It's an early game,
so everything needs to be shut down.
Needs to be shut down,
right?
At this time, you know, you start that on Thursday though.
Right.
You don't put it in their heads throughout the week.
Right.
Now it's in their head. But you start on Thursday, hey, we got an early game.
Right.
You know, start preparing for the game on Thursday night.
So do they still do somewhat bed checks where they call, you know, like you call the DBs, make sure they're in their house now? Or
you have somebody personally knocking on the doors.
Okay, good.
Making sure they're all,
making sure they ain't down on 10, 15. Yeah, kicking it. Trying to be a kaboom and stuff. See, these little young whippersnappers think they can do that and finish out a game. It might help. You might get through one.
But it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah, it's going to catch up to you. And when it bottoms out, you'll be looking horrible. I always say, you know, if you worried about the hard work of discipline, that pain of regret is serious.
Very serious.
And that's what I think a lot of players either leave Nebraska or they feel after the season. And it's because I don't think they ever really truly sacrificed enough. And sometimes you don't want to have to force them to do it. You'd like them to be so motivated by winning that they do it, man. So that's a, you know, I always wanted to ask somebody is like, you know, did that come up in staff meetings? Because I wondered if it came through the staff. Now that I know it doesn't, it was just in the player's head. I think they like, you know, it's one thing to be finicky, right? You know, like you like playing, you know, of course, nobody likes playing in the conditions that they played up in Buffalo where it's slippery. I don't mind playing in cold games. I wouldn't have liked to play defense in that type of game because it's slippery.
It's slippery.
Right?
Offense is at advantage.
It's offense at a super advantage. But you still got to play. That's, I can understand, right? But the time of day, I would be so excited to play a game and ready to go. I wouldn't care what time it was. And a lot of, to be honest with you, Kenny, I really like the night games. But I hate waiting.
I hate the wait, but I like the night game.
Right, that's what I am.
Wait, throughout the day, just sitting around.
Right,
but then you get again, you get to watch other games.
So you don't have to hopefully have the same mistakes.
Don't
or
make the
or,
same mistakes
or some upsets
or some upsets
because that'll wake you up too. As much as we talked about them plays, you know, if you see a team that you like, oh yeah, we might have to play them in a bowl game or we've got to play them in a couple of weeks, and they get taken down to the wire, oh then your whole pattern
your
is
whole,
off. There.
Your whole mindset changes.
Yeah. But that's good, though.
It's a good thing because you get to watch all those games. Then you get to see guys, a DB or so, whatever position you play, get beat or something happens. You'd be like, I can't let that happen tonight.
Right.
That cannot happen tonight.
Do you think one of the biggest differences between, I guess, I mean, you can't really talk about other teams because you're not on the staff, but let's just say the difference between a team that's been here at Nebraska reaching their potential versus not is that – kids don't indulge or engulf themselves into watching football, studying football. Like, they love the love of football.
I don't think there's enough kids
that
love the game of football. The sacrifices you have to make.
Or to go to the next.
To the next level.
Right.
Next step.
Past what they did to get here.
Yes. Right. I don't think there's enough.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth. A lot of kids once they get here, they feel like that's enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
They feel like just being here is enough.
Enough. And then they want – I always say they have champagne taste with beer budget.
With beer
their
budget.
Beer budget is their effort.
Yeah, they want steak.
Yeah.
But their preparation
it's
is
just bologna. And not even a
not
fried,
even fried bologna. Just regular cold bologna.
Right. Yeah, with moldy bread and no mustard.
No mustard.
No mustard, man.
This game, it's time consuming.
It is.
People don't understand how time consuming it is. Not for the student athlete.
Yeah.
So time consuming.
You don't get the regular college experience.
No, you don't.
And people don't understand this about football is you play 12 games a year. But 90% of your time is either practicing or preparing for those 12 games.
Yes.
Or you could even say since it's 12 games, that'd be 88% of your time.
Is preparing for it.
Whereas you play hockey, you play Major League Baseball, you play 162 games. NBA, you play 82 games. Hockey, you play around that. You know, even if you play all these other sports, basketball, you play way more games. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you can play the same game in the offseason. So if you're an NBA basketball player, you're playing year-round because you can go play, you know, they get those games where, you know, they play in the summer leagues and
summer
stuff
leagues
like that.
But that's just for the rookies and the second year
guy. For the rookies, but, you know, they'll have the, like where they play out in L.A.
Oh,
and
that's
they have the
rec basketball. You can go play rec basketball.
Right, anywhere.
But football, you have to be.
I always tell people like this, they ask why, you know, I haven't really got into coaching. Is because, number one, the mindset of kids these days – They're not savages, and that's and they don't want to be brought to savage mode. Most of them don't. Secondly, is there's only one way to play football, the right way.
The right way.
And no matter how the rules, you can still play the right way within the confines of the rules. And I think a lot in the teams that are successful in high school, college, and pros, they understand it and just keep going about it. And the teams that always figure out a different way. I always talk about the, you know, I don't know. Did you have that one class where everybody had a Greek mythology? Did you take Greek mythology? You didn't?
No.
That was a booster. Hey, Kenny, the answers to all the tests has been there. I think I went to the class 3 times. That was the first day, the middle of the semester test, and the final. Oh, and I got 100%. God. And the analogy is, playing football the right way within the confines is, regardless of how you get there, is take that answer to the test, go in there and get you an A. But the person that fails is the ones that go in there on their own, they have a brain fart, and they get 70%, and they get beat. Now the statute of limitations of me getting that A is over. My grade, you know, I already got my certificate.
You already got your certificate.
Yeah, you ain't getting it back. You ain't Reggie Bushing me, so it's all good. So, you know, but – God bless that teacher. He knew, you know, he's like, dang, you in this class? Yeah, I'm here. Give me my A. Anyways, that was a good segment. We're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back for our last quick segment before the weekend starts. I'm going to probably go in there and raid this butcher shop here shortly. Jay Foreman, Kenny Wilhite, from the Mercado, come down here. You got 20 minutes to sign up for the signed Mike Rozier jersey. You guys can get in. It's only good until 20 minutes. We're going to announce the winner in this next segment. Jay Foreman and Kenny Wilhite will be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.